It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Today is the birthday of Virginia Eliza Clemm, wife of the American writer Edgar Allan Poe, born in Baltimore in 1822. They were first cousins, and when they married in 1835, she was 13 and Poe was 27. Neither their kinship nor the difference in their ages was all that unusual at the time. Scholars disagree as to the true nature of the couple's relationship. Though their marriage was loving, some biographers suggest they viewed each other more like brother and sister. In January 1842, she contracted tuberculosis, growing worse for 5 years until she died of the disease at the age of 24 in the family's Fordham Cottage, at that time just outside New York City. The illness and eventual death of his wife had a substantial effect on Poe, who became despondent and may have turned to alcohol to cope. Her struggles with illness and death are believed to have affected his poetry and his prose, where dying young women appear as a frequent motif, as in Annabel Lee, The Raven, and Ligeia. Virginia and Poe were by all accounts a happy and devoted couple. His one-time employer, George Graham, wrote of their relationship, "His love for his wife was a sort of rapturous worship of the spirit of beauty." Poe once wrote to a friend, "I see no one among the living as beautiful as my little wife." She, in turn, by many contemporary accounts, nearly idolized her husband. She often sat close to him while he wrote, kept his pens in order, and folded and addressed his manuscripts. She showed her love for Poe in an acrostic poem she composed for him when she was 23. "Ever with thee I wish to roam, dearest, my life is thine. Give me a cottage for my home and a rich old cypress vine, removed from the world with its sin and care and the tattling of many tongues. Love alone shall guide us when we are there. Love shall heal my weakened lungs. And oh, the tranquil hours we'll spend, never wishing that others may see. Perfect ease we'll enjoy without thinking to lend ourselves to the world and its glee. Ever peaceful and blissful we'll be." She was described as having dark hair and violet eyes, with skin so pale it was called pure white. Her pale face, her brilliant eyes, and her raven hair gave her an unearthly look, it is said. Only one image of Virginia is known to exist, for which the painter had to take her corpse as a model. A few hours after her death, Poe realized that he had no image of Virginia, and so he commissioned a portrait in watercolor. In 1875, the same year in which her husband's body was reburied, the cemetery in which she lay was destroyed and her remains were almost forgotten. An early Poe biographer, William Gill, gathered the bones and stored them in a box he hid under his bed. Virginia's remains were finally buried with her husband's on January 19, 1885, the 75th anniversary of her husband's birth. Thus ended a saga that could well have been penned by the master of melancholy himself. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 22nd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.